Welcome to the Softball Corner, where we discuss all things concerning adult slow-pitch softball. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website at thesoftballcorner.com. The manager's job begins long before opening day. Managing a slow-pitch softball team the right way is a year-round job. If your team is brand new, one of your first jobs as manager will probably be to find a team sponsor. Running a softball team is expensive. Expect to spend money on the following. League fees for the season may approach $1,000, especially if you'll be playing in a doubleheader league. There may be out-of-district fees for players who live outside the boundaries of your park district. You may have to supply game softballs, and the brand and compression may be specified by your league. You'll need a good supply of softballs for your practice sessions and pregame warm-ups. You may decide to get a team bat, a good bat that everyone can use. What about uniforms? You can go cheap with t-shirts and a ball cap, or you can spend a bundle on professional-looking, full-fledged uniforms. Will you be playing in weekend tournaments? Fees and transportation can be pricey, and you may have to supply your own softballs here, too, and motels if you stay overnight far from home. And the big question is, how can you get all that money? There are three ways. Number one, find a team sponsor or sponsors. Two, make your players pay. Three, hold team fundraisers. If you're using a sponsor, and most teams do, you should know that some businesses will pay a fixed amount to be your team sponsor. Others will tell you to let them know how much you need. If you have an open-ended offer, write up a dollar-by-dollar expense sheet to let your sponsors know exactly where their money is going. Collect your sponsor money early, so you'll have it when league fees and uniform bills come due. If you don't use a sponsor, either because you don't want one or you can't find one, you have to decide how to split the team fees. Most teams charge every player the same amount. Some teams don't charge their subs, but they don't let the subs play much either, unless a regular player is out. If you don't use a sponsor, either because you don't want one or you can't find one, you have to decide how to split the team fees. Most teams charge every player the same amount. Some teams don't charge their subs, but they don't let the subs play much either, unless a regular player is out. Once you know how much your sponsor will pay, then you can figure out whether your players will have to contribute to get the bills paid. Players are horrible about paying their team fees. Collect early and consider a no-pay, no-play rule. But beware, if you do decide to keep non-payers off the field, be sure your players know this several weeks before the season starts so they'll have plenty of time to pay you. Winter is the time to plan a preseason fundraiser if you've decided this is necessary to pay your bills. The weather will probably be too cold for a tournament in the preseason unless you live in the South. Consider a bake sale, rummage sale for a Saturday morning, outdoors if the weather permits, or perhaps in a church basement if it's cold. Wives or girlfriends can bake cookies, cakes, and the like, and players can bring their no longer needed valuables to sell. I'll have several more suggestions for raising funds in a future show. As manager, you may be expected to design the team uniforms. The first consideration is budget, of course. What can you afford? If you're extremely lucky, your sponsor may provide ready-designed uniforms in company colors and with the company logo. If he doesn't, let the team vote on how much they want to spend on uniforms. They may want to go whole hog, and they may want to just do shirts. And as manager, you might have to come up with a team name, uniform colors, and a team logo. When you order uniforms, you'll have to supply sizes, numbers, and first names or nicknames if you want them on the backs of the shirts. Ask each of your players what name he'd like on the back of his uniform. Some may have nicknames that you don't know about. Your league will probably have at least one preseason manager's meeting. It's very important to attend this meeting. Ground rules will be handed out. No parking on the grass, that sort of thing. And you need to make copies to hand out and discuss with your team before the first game of the season. Your first team meeting of the year should be a combination business meeting and party. You'll have a lot to discuss with the team, including introduction of new players, who will play what position this season, suggested batting lineups, fundraising suggestions, discussion of any rule changes that happened over the winter, and leads on possible new players for the team. Give all players a list of everybody's email addresses, home phone numbers, cell phone numbers, and the year's schedule if it is out yet. Your players will probably have to sign a league waiver that says the park district is not responsible in case of injuries. They may also have to certify that they legally live in the park district. Try to get these forms early so you can get them signed at your team party. Otherwise, you'll have to carry them with you as you get signatures whenever you can. If your team has several practices before the season starts, you should be able to get all your signatures at practice. Next time, we'll take a look at how to find good new players for your team and a few other things you need to take care of before the season begins. And so ends another exciting episode of the Softball Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voice or MP3 note to thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner.